performance right here in Studio A on Northland Morning by Nikki Sunstall, who brought his guitar with him this morning, but we're also going to talk about other things. What's the song, though?
That is a John Fahey song from, I think, 1963. It's called Wine and Roses. It's based on the Mancini song, Days of Wine and Roses, but then he later renamed it The Red Pony, probably after the Aaron Copland suite.
There you go. Wow. Those little tidbits of music history that we all love to kind of hear about. It helps really kind of give the song more context.
In the key of D minor, which he learned from Skip James.
Thanks so much for bringing that in. We appreciate that. We brought you in to talk about another thing, though, kind of an interesting topic, the proposed City of Duluth flag that you created called the Tilt Town flag. Tell me, first of all, how this proposal, did you hear about it? Did they send out a general call for submissions? How did this work?
No, I just read an article in the Duluth News Tribune one Saturday morning. I just woke up and I read that the mayor was talking about, and I later learned it was a 2035 proposal and all these things that the city planning committee would like to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And apparently most of this stuff has been done, but this flag has still been sitting there waiting. And I instantly, when I read about it, I jumped at it and I said, well, I'm going to design this flag, because I read the word committee and I thought, well, you can't design anything with a committee.
There are many things you can't do by committee.
So right.
Flags,
right.
I imagine, are one of them.
You got to approve it by committee, but you can't design it. So yeah. You know, in fourth grade, I, you know, was really into vexillology, and so I studied all the state flags, and I've kind of kept up that interest, you know, now that I'm an old man. So so I just jumped on Photoshop, and I knew exactly what the Duluth flag should look like.
Yeah.
And
you've brought an example in, and of course, this is one of the fallbacks of radio, is that we can't see it, but I will definitely
right.
Put this image up online on the post later on.
Right.
You know, you think about international flags with the three colors, and you see a lot of those either vertical or horizontal, but this
right.
isn't quite that. This is a three-color flag, but what have you done?
So there are some vexillological rules, and they're not hard rules, but they're rules for purpose. And the flag, vexillology, comes from the word vexillum, which is Latin for a flag or banner, and these were used, you know, 2,000 years ago mm-hmm. for military communication.
Right.
So when you had thousands of troops out on this field, you could communicate, so you could raise certain colored flags, and that would mean move forward, move back. Everyone knows white as, you know, retreat or we give up.
Right.
And so flags are meant to be seen from a great distance. That's why when people go to the moon, they plant the flag. Mount Everest, they plant a flag. Mm-hmm. And so some of the basic rules are keep the colors simple and have a few colors and keep the design simple. So try to stick to some basic shapes and stripes and or circles or whatever. It's a simple pattern. So mm-hmm. what I did here was I maintained the same colors as the old Duluth flag
right.
and green, blue, and white, which are also the colors of universal peace,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't think would be a bad thing for Duluth to
no, and interestingly enough, colors that certainly make sense in Duluth. A lot of green space, a lot of blue, and a lot of white, winter or sky.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So kind of keeping with semaphore and maritime flags, I made a great big 90-degree right triangle, and then we have this 45-degree angle cutting across the flag.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this triangle sitting on the left side of the flag,
yep.
and then we have on the bottom the blue field, a blue stripe that takes up the bottom two-fifths of the flag, and then at the top we have the white. And so what I meant for it to represent somewhat, and obviously these are open to people's interpretations, and I've heard some very, very colorful ones, believe me, but this could represent the geological and geographical history of Duluth as a location where people have lived and people have been on this land, you know, taking sustenance
right.
for, you know, over 8,000 years, as far as we know. So as the glacier was pulling away, there were people foraging right here in this area. There's archaeological evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the glacier pulls away, and then we have the lake being left. So that's where we put the blue field, and then the green is growing. And then around the 1630s, the 1640s, the the Ojibwe people, which are the modern band today, moved in to this area, and the French fur trappers came. Of course, Daniel Gracelin and Lavandry, he was a little farther north. And the native people and the French established trading posts. And essentially, this has become a location where people have lived and, you know, congregated since the 1640s, 1630s, 1640s. Sure. And it still continues today as a location. So just because this city was incorporated in the 1870s doesn't mean that this wasn't place of you know, human habitation.
And one can immediately see the physical identification of our terrain. You've got a wonderful green hillside sloping down into a blue field.
Yeah.
You've got a sky above it. It's really a simple graphic representation of our landscape, which is quite wonderful.
Thank you. And so we're calling it the Tilt Town flag.
Tilt Town.
So Minnesota's golden songwriter, Paul Metz, he always called Duluth Tilt Town.
Tilt
so
Town.
when he rolls into town, he's like, "Hey, I'm in Tilt Town. I'm coming to Tilt Town."
Right.
And I thought that was really fitting with the basic shape of this triangle on the flag. Let's just coin it Tilt Town. And of course, it is Duluth's unofficial flag at this point.
How's the proposal process going? Is there a committee that's reviewing the flag now?
I'm not working with City Hall in any way, but I'd be happy if they wanted to review it. Right now, I'm just hitting the streets and sewing flags. I have stickers, and so you might see these stickers on cars. I've been seeing them all over. There's almost 500 stickers driving around town on the back of people's cars.
Nice.
With the flag. It's a little circle sticker, and then we have the flag flying. And so it's just kind of a grassroots movement, we're just kind of taking it to the people. And my mom has been sewing flags of different materials, cotton, polyester, nylon. Mm-hmm. So I have a flag on my porch, and I think we've produced 6 flags. Advantage up in Hermantown printed some. Mm-hmm. And so there's actually more Tilt Town flags than there are official City of Duluth flags. last I heard, there was either 5 or 6, and nobody really liked the old flag, and they haven't flown it, and it doesn't make sense because it's just a big jumble of symbols and seals and words and the fleur-de-lis and the Nordic cross, and I think all those things work on their own, but you can't just make a collage on a flag.
Sure.
So it's meant to be seen from a great distance. When it's at rest, when the wind's not blowing, it's still easily identifiable. You can see the white, the blue, and the green hanging down the pole.
If people want to see it, get more information about the flag, where can they go? Do you have a website?
There's a Facebook page.
Okay.
I don't have a website as of yet. I'm kind of toying around with getting some capital investment, because to make some of these flags, to mass produce them, you have to, you know, do some minimum orders.
Right.
And I'm not going to be able to, you know, make those minimum orders on my own unless there's some people supporting this and pre-ordering flags and whatnot.
Okay.
But you can get these stickers at Beaner's on Central Avenue, right next to the Zenith Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have a cup of coffee and get a sticker. And we got these business cards, which has a little bit of an explanation on the back of the Tilt Town flag, talking about some of the, you know, the trapezoids and the triangles and the glaciers and the history of the flag. And hopefully we can see these flying on porches and on cars. And who knows, maybe they'll put them on boats. That would be cool.
Mm. That's one of the many colors that sailboats, they put up all of their colors sometimes. So that's great. Well, thanks for coming in. This is very interesting.
Thanks,
I wish
Chris.
You luck in the process. I hope
thank you.
And the song, too. It's nice to hear.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Nikki Sudsdahl, who has brought his Tilt Town flag design in to share with us this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.